Politics and identity are also big parts of our next story, with a few other added ingredients like Creole and French, two words that could be used to describe two very different places, Haiti and Louisiana. And if you're American with Haitian roots and living in New Orleans, well, it gets a little complicated. I'm talking about cellist Layla McCalla, formerly with the ensemble The Carolina Chocolate Drops. Layla's parents are Haitian. She was born in New York, and like I said, she now lives in New Orleans. And her new album, which comes out next month, is all about exploring that connection between Haiti and Louisiana.
If I go away, I want you to pray, not for me, for the souls who have gone away before.
This is the title track from Layla McCalla's new recording, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. Layla, thanks for being with us. Where does that title come from? It sounds like it might be an old Haitian song or maybe a song from Louisiana.
It's an original song, but the title is derived from a Haitian proverb and also a book that I read called A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey.
By who?
A writer named Gage Averill.
And what's the book about?
The book is about the intersections of music and power and politics in Haiti throughout the 20th century.
Wow, that's pretty deep. And how does
it's
that
pretty loaded.
How does that relate to the proverb in Haiti?
It was the title of the book, and it's just a phrase that I had turning around in my mind, and it really felt like it was the umbrella for all of these things that I had been thinking about for a long time with regards to Haitian history and Louisiana history and the United States history. And in the book, he talks about a tradition of songwriting that comes from the various refugee crises of the 90s with Haitian boat people. And so I wrote a song from the perspective of one of the people getting ready to make the decision of whether they would go in the boat or not.
Day for the hunter, day for the prey. Day for the hunter, day for the prey. Day for the hunter, a day for the prey. Day for the hunter, day for the prey.
I know a lot of this new album of yours is about exploring that connection between Haiti and Louisiana. What for you is the Haiti-Louisiana connection? How personal is it?
Well, when I first moved to Louisiana, I really didn't know much about how much Haitian history had an effect on Louisiana history. And, you know, I would go to a cemetery and I'd see my family name. And, you know, it just got me thinking, like, what's really going on here? You know, I got really immersed in the traditional jazz scene in New Orleans and learning how to Lindy Hop and two-step and learning about Cajun music and old-time music. And, you know, and then after that, joining the Carolina Chocolate Drops and seeing how Haiti is kind of left out of the conversation a lot of the time. And I felt like that was a conflict with all the other information that I was getting from the other types of music, because I feel like Haiti has such a big part in the creation of so much of this music and culture, especially in Louisiana.
I mean, it's interesting when you start comparing Haiti and Louisiana, because both are complex identities. And some might say, well, it's simple. After all, there's Creole culture in both places, but you know, you got to say that's very different. There's also French influence, but that's very different. For you, what's been the most complicated part of living through this identity?
I think the most complicated part is relating, you know, my values and the things that I value about my Haitian heritage and connecting that to, you know, what's happening in the United States today, politically and socially.
Can you be more specific?
That feels like a real challenge. well, you know, I think that there's a lot of people, especially in the Black community in New Orleans, that are very disconnected from their history because of years and years of racism and systematic oppression. A lot of the time I'm trying to find solutions to those things and through song and trying to find some sense of healing around that.
Do you feel like you're taking on the role of an educator in a time when these stories, these lessons, if we can call them that, may not be told or taught?
I guess I am in some ways. It's funny because a lot of the time people, you know, when they come to my shows say, like, I really feel like I learned something. And the whole time I'm thinking, yeah, but I'm just trying to process this myself. And I feel like I'm sharing my experience more than I'm saying, you know, this is what you need to know and this is what happened. And I definitely don't want to be pedantic. I'm more interested in sharing my experience and having that be recognized as a valid thing.
Layla McCalla's new recording is A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey. Thanks very much. Great to talk with you.
Thanks a lot, Marco.
Grace has kept me. Check out the music video for Layla's song, A Day for the Hunter, A Day for the Prey, over at PRI.org. I think my lucky star.